Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
With you with 66 home runs, the home run race is now officially over. You have 66 home runs. Now you can look back. How do you feel about 66?
But you have to know, the Mark McGwire is the man. He's the king of home run, but they got to go to me first to get to Mark. You know that, Mark. You are number one, but I'm number two. I love you. And this has been unbelievable.
We made it to the playoff. And for us, that was a victory.
You know, I got 66. I was happy with that. And I was MVP that year, so I'm good.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. We have Bruce Levine sitting in with us, and we are delighted to welcome in Sammy Sosa. The Cubs slugger joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. You guys got me earlier today, but, you know, definitely I'm happy to be in the show and looking forward to have a good talk to you guys.
Sammy, it's great to talk to you again, my friend. And I'm happy that you wanted to do this interview today. I wonder what, first and foremost, what you thought of the documentary. The three of us were talking about the fact that it seemed to be, you know, two-thirds or three-quarters Mark McGwire and the rest Sammy Sosa. What was your take on it? Because it just seemed like there wasn't enough of you in it.
Look, I probably now was looking the same way that you was looking to. Right now, I just, you know, very happy that pretty much, you know, after 22 years, Mark and I came together. I'm not, you know, let's say, you know, I'm thrilled that, you know, that year 98, you know, we do such a great job, and coming back to, you know, to that memory again and show the whole world a different side of us, I mean, that was great. If Mark have a lot of more hand than me, I don't have a problem with that. I'm good.
Sammy, how did you get involved with this documentary in the first place, and what was your goal in cooperating?
Well, you know, when director AJ came to me to my house here in Miami, he showed to me and pretty much explained to me and the script and what I see. You know, I like it, and then, you know, we got together, and, you know, we filmed in different places, and you know, but for me, it was something that I really was the right time for me to do that, and you know, we put it together. I mean, make a documentary like this, you know, will take a lot of time, but definitely we in my side, I was available for that.
Sammy, we were talking about it earlier and having kind of a laugh, because as we all recall from that era, you kind of made Mark McGwire seem more human. He was kind of this big surly guy, and you were, the you know, sprinting out to right field and playing with joy. Did you make him more human? Did you find him to be more of a character when you got to know him than maybe the outward appearance he had with most people?
You know, Mark is Mark. I mean, but definitely help him to relax a little bit. You know, I just was happy to be there. I mean, I was that year, and I was mentioning until June that I had the 20 home run. They know that was real. But you know, I guess I enjoy every minute. I was happy. Mark also, you know, I take the pressure out of Mark, but also I give him a lot of hard time because I was coming for him. But, you know, listen, 98 was great, like I say. I enjoy every minute, and I also wanted to say that the Chicago Cubs fans, they support me 100%. They was there for me every minute, every at bat, every second. So I'm very happy for them. I want to say thank you to the city of Chicago.
You know, it's really interesting and great that you said that, Sammy, because that was my next question to you. If and when, and hopefully it is when at some point, you get to come back to Wrigley Field and you get to address the fans, what would you want to tell them other than just what you said right now? Because you were the only reason, you know, there was certainly great players around you like Kerry Wood and Mark Grace, but you were the only reason for at least 10 years that people came out to the ballpark to watch the Cubs and to watch you do your thing, bring joy every day, run out to right field, play hard every single play. What would you want to tell the fans if and when you come back to Chicago and Wrigley Field?
Well, you know, I have a lot to tell them because, I mean, the fan was one of the reasons why, you know, made my life easy. It made me go hard every day. I want to defend everything that I have. Probably, well, you know, if you have a chance to come back and address then it's going to be a lot of tears because I've been, you know, be back to Chicago in such a long time. And I really, really, really want to say so much thing to the fans, to the appreciation, the support that they have for me, the time that we went together. You know, it's going to be, it's going to be a very good time coming back to Chicago. It will be great. I mean, I'm looking for it anyway. But, you know, when that moment comes, I got to be prepared for that. You know, and also the fans is going to be very happy also. So let's see what happens.
What is your understanding, Sammy, of why that hasn't happened and what you need to do to repair your relationship with your organization?
Look, my number is there. So, what can I say? I just, you know, looking for, like, for example, they welcome back Mark McGuire in St. Louis. They welcome back Barry Bonds in San Francisco. So I don't know why I got to go through to come back to Chicago. So, you know, whatever situation is, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, time will heal everything. And I hope, you know, in the near future, you know, I have the same treatment that they treat the rest of the player.
Yeah, they haven't reached out to you. Have you reached out to them, Sammy? Have you made the call to them? It would be fun for everyone if you came back. Have you tried to make that happen at all, or your people?
Definitely. You know, they haven't reached out to me. You know, I just, like I say, you know, me, I'm available. So, you know, I'm easy to find, so... You know, and, you know, if they do that step, you know, I'm willing to do also my step and, you know, and let's see what happens. But, you know, nothing happened yet.
Sammy, 10 years ago, Mark McGuire admitted doing steroids during some of his career and performance-enhancing drugs. Do you think it hurt other people like yourself from that era by Mark eventually coming out and saying that he did it? And then being accepted back into being a coach and being a part of the game?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to get in other people's business, but when I'm talking about myself, I never take passive, you know what I mean? I'm always, you know, play every day. I play 162 games pretty much every day. I was healthy pretty much most of the time. If you look at my record, you know, I did it in the field. I, you know, let's see, I mean... It's a question that I see what happened. You know, I haven't test passed it, so pretty much, based to that, my case is not too hard to deal with.
So, Sammy, last night in the documentary, when you were asked about your strained relationship with the Cubs, you said, "Why focus on me? Everybody in that era did it." So, what were you referring to? And have you ever asked Tom Ricketts that question?
Well, you know, I don't have too much. Let's say. To chat with Mr. Ricketts, but we're talking about that, you know, that era. I mean, I don't know why they were going to take the blame for everybody else. That's only I'm trying to say. And also, you know, for the voters or for the writers, you know, every year that I have a chance to do every interview, I did it. I treat the reporter very nice. So one of the reasons that I ask myself why that I cannot receive more bow every year. So, you know, I see play, they don't have the caliber number that they have, that they have much better vote, or the writer treat those people much better than me. So that's the question that I ask myself, why I don't get more recognition when I go to, I mean, when it comes to the vote.
Do you belong in the Hall of Fame, Sammy, and why? Do you have a conclusion as to the reason you're not in?
The numbers don't lie, you know. I play every day. I put, you know, a lot of time to work to my career. I play hard every day. I did everything that I had to do. Of course, I belong to the Hall of Fame.
You've had an amazing career, and you've had an amazing life with your family, Sammy. You're a grandfather now. You have older kids, and now you and Sonia started younger kids again like 10 years ago, and you have younger kids again. What's the difference between being a father and a husband now with your younger kids compared to when you were in the middle of your career and not having 7 months out of the year to be around your family?
You know, I mean, when I was busy playing, I never had so much time to spend with my kids. Now, you know, I enjoy every day, every minute. I'm at home. I have my granddaughter. I'm happy. So I spend time with my family. I'm always being family man. And this time now, it's great. You know, when they need me, I'm there. You know, do all the little things like, you know, like the father do, because I have time now. For me, it's like a dream come true, because like you talk, or like you say, you know, when I was playing, I was so busy most of the time. I never have a time for them, so now I have a lot of time for them.
You know, Sammy, it's a privilege to talk to you this morning for all of us, and I think Chicago loves to hear from you. And I think we've not heard from you in these terms. When you say, you know, I've never tested positive, when you say everybody in that era did it, I think that's candor that we haven't necessarily heard from you in the past. Have you taken a new approach to trying to get back in the good graces of the Cubs? Have you had a difference in terms of your opinion on how you should attack this?
Well, you know, like I say, you know, I'm available when Chicago need me, if they need me, if they, you know, wanted to do that approach. I'm happy to, you know, to be there. So, I mean, nothing else I can do. I just only trying to defend myself, and something that I haven't came out before, because I was waiting. I see, you know, that I only have 2 more years left, you know, in the body. So pretty much, you know, I'm trying to do the best that I can, see if I can, or the reporter can check my case, and, you know, trying to get more, you know, more body.
Sammy, when we talk about you coming back to Wrigley, when we talk about you getting into the Hall of Fame, which one would mean more? If you got the wish between the two, which one would you prefer?
I prefer both.
That's a good answer.
You know what I mean? Because numbers there, but, you know, either way, you know, pretty much, you know, I think, you know, we just need some more time. You know, let's see what happens in the near future, like I told you before. I'm not in the rush. Definitely, we love to come back, no question about it. But, you know, that's a procedure that we got to go through, and let's see what happens.
I think the one thing that's missed is that you turned yourself into a great hitter. And in the documentary, it didn't mention how you became a 30-30 man, how you were a complete player, how you started to use right field and drive the ball that way and became a 300 hitter and had 200 hits in a season. Do you think that's maybe the essence of why the Hall of Fame votes haven't been there, is that they just concentrated too much on the home runs and forgot about the fact that Sammy Sosa was an all-around player?
You know, that's a great question, Bruce, and thank you for bringing that. Listen, I got signed when I was 14 years old. I never played Little League. I never played, you know, when I have a chance to play, because, you know, back home. So from 14 there, I just started learning to play baseball. My ability took me to a different level. I play hard. I just learned how to hit in the major league level. So pretty much when I found out that my mistake was pulling the ball, I tried to go to the other way to right field, and I make my adjustment in the right time. So that way, I every year, because I was competitive, I was the type of player that I never take no for answer. So work hard, and you see that, Bruce, because you was there pretty much the whole time. I mean, the plan that I have, thank you to Jess Pelner, which helped me a lot, and I started to drive the boat to right field, and everything changed.
Sammy, even though you have been somewhat exiled from the Cubs or been away from Wrigley Field for a long time, you were such a big part of this organization for such a long time. What were your emotions when they finally won the World Series in 2016?
I was very happy for them, man. I mean, especially for the city of Chicago. You know, I was there. We have a chance in 2003, but, you know, nothing happened. But, you know, they come out of nowhere and win the World Series. I mean, I had tears in my, you know, in my eyes. But I wish them the best. That was one of the great years that they came out stronger. They played right. Everything went their way. The pitching was great. The defense was great. Hitting was great. So pretty much, look, incredible, incredible.
How's your health, Sammy? How you feeling? You're on the wrong side of 50, like a lot of us. Can you still sprint out to right field if you needed to?
No question about it, of course. I'm working out pretty much, you know, do my push-up because I want to get to be doing my push-up and, you know, my jumping jab. I pretty much five times a week, so I always keep myself in shape.
Sammy, what do you think of baseball now? Do you follow it? And with home runs, teams hitting 300 home runs in a year like Minnesota and the Yankees last year, what do you think of the approach and the launch angle in baseball right now?
Well, you know, it's different. I mean, it's different. Like, for example, I was watching, I think it was last year, everybody had, all the players had 20, 25 home runs. Probably the one was the one that was juiced, not us. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know what I mean? Everybody got there. You know, last year, I see, like, everybody came out of nowhere hitting home run left and right. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? But, it's a different era. It's a different, you know, player pretty much, you know, getting ready, more ready like it used to. They are more into the game. There are more TV now, more, you know, Facebook, more Instagram. So pretty much it's a show now.
Sammy, was there anything left out of the documentary that you wish would have been included with that you experienced during the taping of it?
Was a lot of a part about me, but, you know, when they added up, some of those documentaries, they always, you know, shape. So pretty much they shape a lot. But the part that they have on me, I was very happy about it. I was comfortable. I saw that last night with my family. We have such a great time. And look, what it is what it is. I've never been the type of jelly person. So, that's what it is. And I got to continually, live my life with that and continue to be happy.
Sammy, do you have any regrets about the way you left the Cubs? I mean, the last time you played at Wrigley Field and leaving early and all of the way that kind of played out, do you think that comes into play here at all?
I want to make that clear also. I'm not leaving early. I asked Mr. Dusty Baker for a permit to say I'm leaving early. I should have stayed because that was the last game of the season. But we've been losing so many games that, and I play hard every day. I'm a winner. So pretty much I was a little bit kind of sad because, you know, but they blamed that year on me like I did something wrong. I mean, I asked. And I asked Sandy Crone, the trainer. I said, can you ask Dusty Baker that I can go? He said, yes. That's what I did. If he would have said no, I would have stayed there. But they was looking for somebody to blame. That's it.
Sammy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know the guys are thrilled to talk to you. And like always, when I talked to Rebecca about getting you on the show, I said, does Sammy have any things he doesn't want to talk about? And Rebecca said, you can ask Sammy anything because he doesn't tell people what to think or what to ask. And I found that typical of you and refreshing.
Well, I really appreciate it. You know, I mean, look, you know, I've always been kind of honest guy. So, I what I have to say, I say. And I'm not just type of man that I, you know, say what I think is right. And, you know, I've been doing this from the first day.
Sammy, great talking to you. Hope you'll come back on the show again. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sammy.
I appreciate it, guys. I thank you for having me. Also, once again, I want to say to the city of Chicago, I love you guys. Chicago, being the city that gave me my opportunity. I hope, you know, in the near future to come back to the, you know, to my home. And, you know, I can't wait for that day to come true. And I know that the fans going to support me 100%. I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sammy.
That was fun to talk to Sammy. Bruce, yeah.
Thanks, Bruce,
for your help in that, too.
Yeah, guys, I enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.